If you've been told you need a filling crown or a root canal, get a second opinion at Dental Pros of Utah and American Fork. They utilize the latest biomimetic techniques to rebuild your teeth in order to prevent ever having to get crowns or root canals later in life. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360. Well, let's welcome in the product of Liberty High School, the three-star recruit out of Henderson, Nevada, 6 foot, 185 pounds of solid muscle, Alan Mawata. What's up, Alan?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic, man. How's your Tuesday going?
It's good.
Good, man. It's great to hear from you. We're great, dude. We're talking about you, man. We get to break down your film. We get to know you. We want to get to know you further. So let's start off with this. How did you get to know BYU? When did you hear from BYU? How long has this been coming around?
It was about last year, around the same time, a little bit more into the summer. I met Coach Lamb at Silverado High School out here at a football camp. And from there, that's where we hit it off at. I got his number and everything, and I just kept in contact with him. And he actually offered me at that same camp that we first met at. So that's how we even got into connection with each other. They had been my first offer.
And what did Ed Lamb express to you in that conversation? Why did he like your ability as a football player?
Well, I played corner. So I was much more dominant corner that he seen at the camp, but I'm just a physical corner. I don't know what they really liked in me too much, but I just play good. You know what I mean? I just try to do my job. I try to play to my best ability. So whatever I did, just hit it off at that camp.
So Ed Lamb began the recruitment of you, gave you your first offer, and then I imagine you got to know Gennaro Guilford and maybe some of the other coaches. Who were some of the coaches that you've become friends with during this recruiting process?
Well, I met the tight ends coach this past weekend at practice, and then as well as I met the head coach and coach Guilford at the Fan Fest that was out here in Vegas. So it was nice getting to know them and everything, just meeting the head coach and all that. But those were the most recent coaches I met and probably the most coaches I remember for sure.
Alan, so when you got this offer about a year ago and with BYU's limited scholarship numbers, did you feel like there was a little bit of pressure or it needed to be done that you needed to commit to BYU now or you didn't have the luxury of waiting?
No, it was never that. I felt like it was the right spot for me. Even if it was 3 months later, 4 months later, BYU would have still been in my top two, my top three with any more offers I had gotten. But I felt like it was just the right spot for me. You know what I mean? I considered every other school that could have offered me anything, but they didn't seem like they were going to outbeat BYU.
So usually when kids get a BYU offer, that kind of starts to open up, open up recruiting doors for a lot of kids, and that seems to be happening for you. Can you shed light to what schools have maybe reached out to you, shown interest, and what other schools have also offered?
I have gotten offered from Florida Atlantic University, but I've talked to a lot of schools. I've talked to Cal. I've talked to ASU, Utah Utes, Colorado. I talked to a few schools. I talked to like UNR. I talked to San Diego State. There's a lot of schools that were reaching out to me. You know what I mean? But even with those schools, if they did offer me or if they do offer me, I'm still committed to BYU. I just feel like that was the right spot for me and everything.
Three-star recruit out of Henderson, Nevada, Liberty High School is where he hails from. Alan Mawata on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. What position do coaches project you at the next level, safety or corner?
Corner. They see me playing corner.
And is that the position that you feel most comfortable in, or would you rather maybe take a look at that free safety spot? And I know those angles coming inside out and some of the interceptions you get, like Kai Nakua got his last 2 years, are somewhat enticing.
Yeah, they are. I honestly feel comfortable playing any DB position because I've always played all the DB positions at my school. So it's not like it's a new spot for me or anything or I'll be uncomfortable. But I do like playing corner, though. That is one of my more likable positions out of all the DB spots you could play. But I'm comfortable at any position, honestly, that they put me at. I'm just trying to play.
Talk to me about your visits out to Provo. What stood out to you in those visits?
Well, right now I have yet to take any of my visits yet, but I will be taking them during the summer and one during their season.
So which game are you looking to attend?
Probably one of the games earlier on in the year, maybe like Wisconsin or something like that. I want to see them play like a big school, you know what I mean? One of the good games.
You know, Alan, one of the interesting developments in recruiting recently was the proposal of a early signing period for someone like yourself who sounds, you know, pretty committed to BYU based on what you're saying. Would, when the December early signing period rolls around, would you plan on signing in that early period?
Yeah, I would consider it. I would.
Do you think that will be something that'll be a huge benefit for high school kids like yourself? What do you feel would be the positives to signing early, in your opinion?
Well, the positive to it is, well, you get the relief of just knowing, you know what I mean, you have a future now that you know what you're going to do after high school is over. And for the other kids that don't have offers, when kids do start to commit, now coaches get to look at the other kids that don't have offers that are not getting that much of a shine. So it does play a role. It plays a role for kids that have offers and kids that don't have offers.
Alan Mawata on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Alan, you talked a little bit about your skill set and what you're good at. You're a physical corner. You like to press. What else have you done well on the field? Do you play any offense? Do you get involved in special teams?
Yeah, I do. I play special teams. Last year, I played kickoff, and I was on the on the punt return team as well. But this year, I do plan on playing offense, though. I plan on going to both sides of the ball.
What position do you want to play?
On offense, I'm either going to play receiver or I'm going to go play running back.
Well, have you played running back and wide receiver before? Or would this be a first for you?
No, I played my freshman year when I was on JV. I played running back. And since then, I never really played running back. But I do sometimes at practice, I go run the ball. But receiver would be a little bit new to me as well. I played it a little bit during this offseason, the 7-on-7s and whatnot. But I could play running back, though.
One of my favorite things when talking to recruits like yourself, Alan, is kind of hearing your guys' insight as far as, you know, when BYU first approached you and what your perceptions were of BYU. When Ed Lamb, you know, offered you and first started to talk with you, did you have any, you know, background knowledge of the Cougars, and do you have any connections to BYU?
Well, a lot of my coaches do have connections to BYU and everything. And knowing, I knew that Kai went to BYU as well. I knew that Kai was at BYU. And that for the most part, was the only things I knew about them. But I did a little bit of research myself, and like I learned a lot about them and everything. I've seen their past record and who they played, their strength and schedules, and all that. But everything was good. It was good. I just came out with good news and good information about BYU. Nothing was bad.
Well, what have you learned about the honor code that you're asked to sign and live by while at BYU? Is that something that you've looked into and educated yourself on?
Well, I did. My coaches talked to me about it and everything. They told me all the following stuff that goes into it and everything. And I understand, and I respect it completely. I do respect it completely. But I'm fine with the honor code. Honestly, I'm perfectly fine with it.
Alan Mawata, three-star recruit out of Liberty High School, Henderson, Nevada, here on ESPN 960. Have you been able to get to know any of the current players apart from Kai Nakua, or have you talked to any other recruits about your commitment to BYU?
No, not really. I have a friend of mine out here in Vegas from Arbor View. He has offers from BYU as well. Isaiah Heroin. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but it's Isaiah H. He goes to Arbor View. He's a corner as well. I talked to him about my offer to BYU. He has an offer as well. I was talking to him about going to BYU and everything. But for the most part, all I know is about Kai Nakua, and as well as the running back, too. I paid attention to him as well, too. He was a standout player to me.
So, Alan, when approaching your senior season, what are some of the things that you're going to be working on as far as, you know, your personal game and also for your high school team this year?
Just dominate all four quarters, and from the beginning of the season, just get a good start. We have a pretty good schedule this year, So we plan on going undefeated. That's our biggest goal, is just going undefeated and winning every game.
And that's a pretty dang goal to dang good goal to have. I got to ask you, going back to BYU, just because I'm a swag guy and I'm sitting across this table from a swag guy as well, what do you think about the BYU jerseys? Do you like the royal blue? Do you like the dark blue? Have you seen the blackout jerseys? Is there a particular jersey that you'd like to see added to the repertoire of BYU?
No, my favorite jersey is the black jersey. And the royal blue jersey is pretty nice too, as well.
Yeah,
like,
with that.
I like those two jerseys, but I don't have any ideas of myself what colors to add.
you a Nike kid? Like, what type of swag do you like to rock?
I honestly just like to play, but you have to ask me. We wear a lot of Adidas at our school and everything, but we wear a lot of Adidas at our school, but Nike or Adidas. Oh, I like both. They're both nice brands. But they're nice.
Good all day.
At BYU is pretty nice.
Yeah, indeed. They got some good stuff to rock. Well, Alan, we appreciate you hopping on with us and spending some time and letting us get to know you further. We wish you luck in the off season. Keep on working hard. Stay on the grind. You won't regret that. And good luck to you and your team this off season.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Alan Mawata. You can follow him on Twitter at MWatera, DB prospect and commit for Brigham Young University. If you've been told you need a filling crown or a root canal, get a second opinion at Dental Pros of Utah and American Fork. They utilize the latest biomimetic techniques to rebuild your teeth in order to prevent ever having to get crowns or root canals later in life. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360.